then, just as suddenly, with just as much clarity, he thought of children with her, of girls with bright red hair and boys with his own thick blonde hair. Odd, but he envisioned a boy with eyes as green as wet moss. He, Magnus Haraldsson, was a 25-year-old carl, the second son of Earl Harald. He held a farmstead called Malek, passed on to him by his grandfather. The soil was rich, unlike much of the craggy, unarable land in southern Norway, and yielded good crops of barley, wheat, and rye. Magnus was also a trader, occasionally a sharp-witted one, his father told him fondly, and he owned his own vessel, the Sea Wind. He also owned a dozen slaves as of his last trip, and many jarls now worked for him in return for small parcels of land to raise food for their families. Many of these jarls were his friends, and they not only sailed with him to trading centres, but brought their goods to sell as well. Magnus had been married at the age of 17, a marriage arranged by his parents, and he had a son, Egil, who was now nearly 8 years old. His wife, Dala, scarcely more than a child herself, had died 2 years after the boy's birth. He had mourned her as he might have a lost playmate, and over the years, as he had grown older and taken his pleasure with many different women, decided that he had no need of another wife or of more children. He had come to look upon married men as weak-willed